AP Radio News, I'm Tim McGuire. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is running for president. Paul, who often bucked the GOP leadership, is just the second fully declared candidate. There is talk that as many as 20 other Republicans may announce for the White House ahead of the caucuses, which begin early next year. Closing arguments in Aaron Hernandez's murder trial in Massachusetts. His lawyer, James Sultan, tells jurors they will have to decide if the prosecution proved its case.
If that heavy burden has not been met, then, under our American system of justice, there is only one possible, one lawful verdict: not guilty.
Hernandez is accused of the June 2013 killing of Odin Lloyd. Deliberations underway in the federal death penalty trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. AP's Denise Lavoie reports the jury has a lot of information to wade through.
They do have 30 charges to review, and the 30 charges have multiple questions in almost every one of them. The verdict slip itself, which we just got a copy of, is 30 pages long. So they do have multiple charges and multiple parts to each charge to go over.
If found guilty, the same jurors will have to decide on life in prison or the death penalty. President Obama, during the White House Easter prayer breakfast, says this is the season to reflect and strive for renewal.
I pray that we will live up to his example. I pray that I will live up to his example. I fall short so often. Every day, I try to do better.
Clergy from across the country attended the breakfast. A small plane carrying five people has crashed near Bloomington, Illinois, killing all five. The Chicago Tribune quotes the father-in-law of one of those on board saying they were returning from the NCAA basketball championship game last night in Indianapolis. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 92. This is AP Radio News. Consumer advocates have complained to the Federal Trade Commission that the YouTube Kids app is chock full of ads aimed at children. Nikki Mayo has more.
Google introduced the YouTube Kids app in February as, quote, a safer place for kids to explore videos because it was restricted to family-focused content. But some consumer activists say the app is so stuffed with advertisements and product placements that it's hard to tell the difference between entertainment and commercials. The activists say digital media should be subject to the same rules as television, which limits commercial content on kids' programming. Nikki Mayo, Washington.
James Best, the actor best known for his role as Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane on The Dukes of Hazzard, has died. Best's wife, Dorothy, says he died last night in hospice care in Hickory, North Carolina. He was 88. He starred on the television series as the frustrated sheriff from 1979 to 1985. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.